podcast.
It's a podcast.
Again, late, my bad, but you know, we're getting through it.
We're making it work. Yeah. We're making it work.
It's weird to me that during the time of government mandated staying at home is the time where I'm just somehow never at home.
Yeah, like what the fuck is your problem?
I don't know, man. It's weird.
So, for anybody listening to the pod, we are in the middle of, I don't know if you've started yet, but we are in the middle of our next like deep dive episode, which is going to be Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Just the first three movies, just Fellowship, Two Towers, and Return of the King. We're not doing The Hobbit. Fuck that.
No, we don't need that. I'm done hate watching stuff.
Like, it'd be different if there was only one of the three that I didn't like, but I hate all three.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
So it's like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. So we're in the middle of that. So in between that, we're going to have some kind of, I wouldn't say filler episodes, but more like one part, not deep diving into a franchise or anything like that. And we decided to maybe like give a little talk about Batman, more specifically like the Batman, the movie that's supposed to be coming out next year, hopefully.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of a bad time to be in the middle of a movie production.
Yeah, and like that, and just like maybe Batman in general, but more specifically kind of like aiming towards that. And I thought this would be like a perfect time just to kind of talk about it, because I know how much, like how big of Batman fans we both are.
Hell yeah. I'm actually wearing my Batman shirt today. It was totally unintentional. I just put it on.
Yeah, I can't say the same. I'm wearing a Cuphead Mugman shirt. I do have this one Batman shirt that Paris, for people listening, my wife, that Paris fucking hates. I hate it too, because it's a horrible t-shirt. It's
What's
really
wrong with
bad.
It?
It's so you know that like athletic shirt like material.
Yeah,
it's that. It has is it's just that with the Batman logo across the chest.
What's wrong with
this,
that?
Here's where it gets gross. The base color of the shirt, bright banana yellow.
What? Like the whole shirt is like banana yellow?
Yeah, except for the Batman logo, which is, of course, is just black. But like the rest of the shirt is bright banana yellow.
Okay, that's a bad shirt. That's bad. If that was reversed, that'd be fine. But like, what the fuck?
Exactly. That's always my thing. Like, if only the colors were reversed. I specifically keep it just to spite Paris.
Nice.
I'm an asshole. But I wore it. I think I wore it like a couple days ago. I like walk into the kitchen with it on. Her eyes rolled back so fast and so hard that I thought she would have been able to see her brain.
All right, man. So the Batman, Matt Reeves.
The Batman.
Robert Matt Pattinson. Reeves. I gotta say, I don't think I've been more excited for a movie, especially one like this far out from it coming out, ever. I don't know if it's ever happened. Like maybe like Infinity War, but that's got to be the only one that I can think of was Infinity War.
And also like with Infinity War, like you knew it was happening for a really, really long time. You knew the cast, you knew kind of like what the story was going to be as well.
Even like though I was super excited for Endgame, I was still worried about it. Because I hadn't seen it yet. Because in my head, I'm like, there's no way they can make a movie with that many characters that's good.
Yeah.
But with this movie, I'm like super excited about it this far away from it coming out. And I mean, I don't have any doubts that it's not going to be good. Like, I have no doubts about this movie so far.
Like, me neither.
The cast is great. The look of the suit is great. The Batmobile looks great. Everything that I'm hearing about it is good news. Like, there's nothing that's sort of making me worried at all. Which is insane.
The person at the helm is like someone that we know can like make a really, really good movie, especially one like that takes like such a weird concept and like kind of finds a way to ground it in realism. You either need to go super grounded and as realistic as you can, or completely out there.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. Yeah, because that's what I got from the Amazing Spider-Man movies, is because like initially they were touting it as like we wanted to be like a grounded in reality Spider-Man, like the Dark Knight for Spider-Man movies. But then obviously you can't do that with Spider-Man, so it's kind of like, you know, half foot in, half foot out type deal.
Yeah,
which you just can't do. It looks like it's about as grounded in reality as, like, not as much as the Nolan Batmans, but that's fine. I don't want more Nolan Batmans. I'm fine with the ending that we got for those.
Totally.
But I like this, like, there's just the aesthetic of it. It's so much grittier and, like, seems more, like, real, you know?
I totally agree. And, like, that's something that's very, like, intriguing to me about this movie. I would love to look back at this as a trilogy as, like, oh, these are the, this is, like, the Reeves trilogy,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I feel like labeling something like that or, like, the Pattinson trilogy, like, whatever it is, like, I feel like looking back at that, like, the Spider-Man movies, you know, like, with Amazing Spider-Man, we just label it as, like, the two Amazing Spider-Man movies or the MCU movies. But, like, when it comes to the original three, that's the Raimi trilogy.
Yeah, it's the Raimi trilogy.
Yeah, it's the Raimi trilogy. It's the Nolan trilogy. It's the, you know, whatever it is. Like, there's, like, I feel like when you look back at something in a positive way like that, like, you kind of get, like, the world as a whole kind of gives it a title like that. And I would love to look back and be like, yeah, that's the Reeves trilogy. And it to be, you know, I'm going to try my absolute best to go in and not compare it to the Nolan trilogy.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. But I really hope it's one of those things that if I do try to compare it, I hope it's a situation where if I do compare it and whether it's not, I wouldn't use the wording as worse, but like not as good as the Nolan trilogy. I really hope it's one of those things where it's like, it's its completely own beast, even though it's the exact same characters that they're using, two completely different stories, different Batman, different, you know, everything across the board.
Yeah, even do different villains, I would say. Let's be real, Bane wasn't like a main fucking villain. In the grand scheme of Batman lore, Bane is kind of a mediocre one. Like, he's not really super well known until that movie came out.
Yeah, he has one big moment in the comic books, which is him breaking his back. But that's kind of it past there. Like, he's kind of a B-level player.
I feel like the Nolan trilogy did take it a little bit safe with its villain choices. And I would love for these movies to go a bit more off the wall with them. Not, like, super outlandish crazy, but, like, dive more into some of the, like, the lesser-known, you know, Batman villains. Not so much lesser-known, but, you know, less appreciated amongst people who only watch the movies. Because pretty much all we've gotten so far is shitloads of the Joker, because the Joker needs to be in everything because he's the best. And then what, like Scarecrow and Bane? That's pretty much it in terms of like straight up Batman villains.
Like, she's so back and forth that I don't even really count Catwoman as like a villain at this point.
Yeah.
It all depends on the story. But because like right now we have, I'm going to label her as a villain though, just because we haven't seen the movie, so we don't know how they're going to betray her. So like we have Catwoman, Penguin, Riddler, Carmine Falcone, which I'm going to count that one. And I'm just going to go out on a limb on this one, okay? Even though I know he's not billed as this character, you don't cast Peter Sarsgaard as a potential villain. Have him be a district attorney and then just not have him be Two-Face.
Yeah. They're trying so hard to make you not think it, but like, come on.
I feel like they're pulling like a con situation. Like, do you remember Star Trek Into Darkness?
Oh yeah, that was so fucking annoying.
That was so aggravating. Like, Khan, why would we do Khan? And then like you're watching the movie and he refers to himself as Khan and it's like, do you think we're fucking stupid?
Yeah,
just don't say anything, just don't answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says is like, because I have the cast up right here, is District Attorney Gil Coulson? Get the fuck out of here. Is that supposed to be Two-Face? Just be like, you'll have to watch the movie to find out.
Yeah,
or just be like, next question. Like, just don't answer. Just don't say anything. Like, it's fine.
I gotta say, the thing I'm most excited about for this movie has nothing to do with the movie in itself, okay? It's just something really annoying that I've noticed these past couple years since the Nolan trilogy ended and MCU really took over. This movie, I hope to God that it's really good just because people really forgot about Batman, huh? Because DC fucked up so bad with their shared universe that the amount of Batman fucking slander I see, where people who are just absolute morons will like, it'll be like a fucking poll or something on Twitter. It's like, who would win, Batman or fucking this fucking shit, Hawkeye or something? And everyone goes, oh, Hawkeye would kick his ass. Fuck no, dude, no. We gotta stop this, okay? This idea that, because Batman's my favorite fucking superhero. It's not even close. The fact that I was at a friend's house drinking, playing, you know, having some fucking party games, drinking, and I mentioned that Batman's my favorite, and everyone at that party jumps on me saying that Batman is dumb and he's stupid and how can you not like Marvel over DC? And I want this movie to come out and just bitch slap all those motherfuckers and be like, remember, Batman's still the best. We let Iron Man have his little time in the fucking sun, but the fucking the king has returned. All right, all hail the motherfucking king. Batman's back, baby. I can't wait.
I'm really excited because I feel like with this movie coming out, I feel like I'm going to have another like sit back and just smile and laugh at all the idiots moment like with Joker, because I remember when they first announced that they're going to be making a solo Joker movie, I was kind of negative towards it.
Oh yeah, I was worried about it. Even like some of the footage that got leaked of like the set, like there was like some set videos of them filming it that leaked, and like I saw them, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what? This looks dumb.
Here's the thing, like for me, it was just when they announced it and I was like, and then they announced the director and I was like, I can kind of get it. He made that one, I think it was like a G.G. Allen or something like documentary, and he did Hangover, so like he can do some pretty weird shit. But I'm like, I don't want it to be like a comedy though. Like that's the thing. But I'm like, you know what, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Just because you direct like a really popular comedy trilogy doesn't mean you're a strictly comedy director. I'm like, I'll give him a break. When they cast Joaquin Phoenix, I was in. 100%.
Oh, I never had any doubts about him.
I meant like the movie as a whole. Like at that point, I was like, the movie as a whole, the movie's going to be great. Because I remember seeing somewhere that like he really puts a script through the ringer. So if it's something where it's just like he's going to like take on a character that's like that big, I was like, it's going to be great. The whole movie's going to be awesome. And people were like, no, it's going to be stupid. It's going to be dumb. It's DC. It's going to be horrible. And I was like, fine, it's going to be horrible. It came out and I remember when the movie was over and I was like, ooh, it feels fucking great to be right. Because that movie's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's absolutely phenomenal. Like I remember I went and saw the movie with Paris, and I remember it being over and I just like looked over at her and I was like, holy shit. Like, that was really good. And I think we talked about the movie like all night until we went to bed.
Man, leaving that theater was all I could think about for like days, was how great I thought that movie was. You have to know, a movie like that has to be really good for my fiance to genuinely love it, because she doesn't like movies like that, you know, like, she's just not that type of person. But man, when we walked out of that theater, even she was like, holy fuck.
I would say though, I am more hopeful for this movie than I was with Joker, because there was still that, like, even though I was super down for it and I was like, it's gonna be great, but like there was still that like back in my brain feeling where I was like, the last couple DC movies I've seen have been dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a possibility. But with this movie, knowing that they can give that trust to filmmakers and actors and stuff like that, for Joker to be able to pull that off, 100%, the Batman's gonna be great.
Oh yeah, and DC has to lean into this.
Totally.
They cannot continue with the DCEU after Joker and after this movie comes out, because I'm like, I don't think they've said if they're targeting an R rating, or if they're just not like caring about what the rating is and they're just making it how they want to make it, and whatever rating it gets, they get. But just based on, you know, like ancillary things around the movie, I wouldn't be surprised if this one got an R rating, or at least like a pretty heavy PG-13 or something.
Like PG-13 with like all the sub reasons, like, yeah, the entire list.
Yeah, the whole list of reasons why. But if this movie does well, which it fucking will, come on, like, people still underestimate the box office power that Batman has.
Yeah. Especially like, if it's a good Batman movie, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. Like, after what DC has had, like, I still feel like there's a, like, even with Joker coming out and like everybody saying like how great it is and stuff like that, I still feel like there's understandably this like negative light behind DC. I think it's just because they had such a longer period of time of putting out bad movies. Like, Shazam is actually pretty good. It's not great. It's a lot of fun. It's a really fun movie to watch. But it's still bogged down by the DCEU, which is why I'm really hopeful for the next Wonder Woman. I would really love to see that movie and it be done and being like, wow, there was no references to the DCEU in that movie.
Yeah, I will say the person I feel worst for is what's her name?
Girl Gal Gadot. Woman.
Yeah, Gal Gadot. Cause man,
I don't
know how they're gonna continue the DCEU, and I feel like it's gonna be so awkward trying to like because, like, let's say they continue down the route of, like, the Batman and Joker and stuff, where they want to make more serious spin-off type movies with just a great filmmaker and a great actor or actress just doing what they want and letting the art happen as it is. I would like for them to continue with her as Wonder Woman because she's so good as Wonder Woman.
She's so good.
But I don't know how you could do that while keeping it outside of the DCEU. And I feel so bad. And same thing for fucking Harley Quinn. No, fuck that guy. Dude, he's terrible. Are you fucking kidding me? He's garbage. Get that fucking kid out of every movie. Ezra Miller, you fucking loser.
Jesus Christ.
Cut that out of the podcast, please.
No, I'm going to leave that in.
That's at 23:17 in my recording. Thank you. Yeah, no. Like, I feel bad for the good parts of the DCEU. It's just like, it's such a failure. Like, how do you even save those, like, the good elements of it? How do you save that?
I think, like, the only possible way of doing it is doing the right thing, which is just ignore it. Fuck it. Ignore it. Everybody else doesn't want to hear about it anymore. It's like, fuck it. Ignore what's, like, don't ignore what's already happened, because then that creates plot holes and retconning, and we all know how much the internet hates retconning in anything. So don't do that. Don't ignore what's already happened. You know, like, it's fine to reference, you know, the, you know, Justice League and, you know, of course, the first Wonder Woman movie, but that's a given. You know, Batman versus Superman, it's okay to reference those, but just stay on course, make really great genre movies. Like, I really feel like they're, like, I'm super excited for the next Wonder Woman. Honestly, I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I like that they are leaning into the comedy for Wonder Woman, because I thought the first Wonder Woman was really funny. Like, really, really funny. And I think it's a good idea to kind of lean in that. I think it's also really smart to not fully bring her to modern day and to keep her in the past for a bit longer.
Because then you can kind of skirt around. You can skirt around any of that other shit.
Just do that. Do a third and final Wonder Woman movie. Fucking place her, bam, right in the 90s. Who gives a shit? Place her in the 90s. And then round that out as a full trilogy, you know? Like, I think you could totally do it that way. Just don't. I think, like, the only thing I'm worried about is that they're going to try to do, not fully connect them, but try to give references to the other, like, DCEU, like, not DCEU, but just, like, DC movies that they're doing. Like, I'm afraid that if they do a third Wonder Woman movie and they do set it in the 90s, that they're going to reference Batman. Because I know, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that, like, the upcoming Batman movie, like, that's supposed to be taking place roughly in the 90s.
Yes, it is. It is.
So it's like, no, don't.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you caught this, all right? I don't know if you caught this, but if Batman is taking place in the fucking 90s, okay, and the Joker took place in, like, the early 80s.
Yeah,
they can make that match. They can make that match, and we could have
100%.
We can have it. We can have everything I've ever fucking wanted.
Especially because Joaquin Phoenix in Joker, like, dyed his hair and, like, all that kind of stuff. Because, like, normally he's got, like, graying hair. So it's like he wouldn't have to do any work to make himself look, like, 10 years older. And he wears makeup most of the time. So it wouldn't matter.
Oh, it'd be so good. I'm picturing it right now. You know how much I love super bad and corny after credit scenes? I want a fucking after credit scene where Batman meets fucking Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. That's all I want in the whole fucking world. But maybe don't do it after credits, because I feel like after credits are kind of done. And if they continue that with DC, then, I mean, that's just them copying Marvel. But
yeah, like, I'm okay with Marvel still doing it. They're the ones who, like, popularized it. So it's like, that's fine.
But have it be like the final scene or something. Kind of like what they did with the Joker. They did that final scene where it takes place a little bit in the future. And
yeah,
you know. Even maybe, like, tie those two scenes together or something. I don't know. It could be cool. I'm super jazzed for it. And I really think that with how successful the Joker was and how much Joaquin Phoenix wants to do another one, these two movies coming out, the timelines matching, it's too perfect. And it would print so much money for DC, you know? It really would. The one thing that scares me about the Joker doing really well and the potential of the Batman doing really well, which it will, is that I feel like DC is going to fuck it up at some point. I don't entirely trust DC and Warner Brothers to not have something good and not try way too hard to cram it all together, right? Like, that's where I'm worried, is, like, let's say they even do mash them together and they come out with either a Joker sequel or a Batman sequel where they're both in the movie and it's like Batman versus Joker or whatever, and it's really good and makes a whole lot of money. I don't trust that they won't just try and milk that, like, dramatically. I don't trust them to not ruin it somehow.
You know what I'm really hopeful for in the future, even though we already know, you know, like, this version of Joker's, like, backstory. I would love Batman to have, like, two movies with no Joker.
Oh, yeah. I don't want the Joker in this, the Batman. I don't want him in it.
I'm saying two full movies. And then, like, end of the second movie. Like, you know how sometimes, like, even though I know it's something that Marvel does, I just think it's a really, like, if you know you're doing more than one movie, I think it'd be, like, a really cool hype tool where they'll be like, you know, Captain America will return in, and then has like the title of the next movie or whatever. I think it would be really awesome. Do two movies, end of the second movie, credits do roll, and then right at the end it says, the Batman will return in, the Batman Killing Joke. Dude, I would shit myself in the theater, because I know they said that they're aiming for a trilogy. Do nothing for two straight movies. Absolutely nothing. Then bring in his biggest foe.
Yeah, like I agree with this completely, because, like, as much as Batman and the Joker are literally the perfect hero villain duo of all comic books, like, that's how it is lately, like, in the past, like, let's say 15 years of Batman related pop culture, it relies far too heavily on the Joker. And I would love to see Batman just being Batman on his own without the Joker, and then bring him in for the finale, because that's the thing I think the Nolan trilogy did wrong, right? Because I know the intention was to have the Joker in the third one as well, but then obviously, tragically, Heath Ledger passed. And, like, that's shitty for them, but, you know, I would have rather the plan had been, like, maybe two or, like, one and a half movies where there's no references to the Joker, and then you bring him in once have a more established Batman. Instead of just throwing him in right away, like they kind of did with every other piece of Batman material that's been out. Like, fuck, even in the fucking Arkham games, after the Joker, spoiler alert, dies, he's fucking back in the next one anyways. Like, so it doesn't matter. Like, I want to see Batman be Batman on his own, like, without relying on the Joker so heavily.
Like, personally, if I was the person, like, pacing out villains for the Nolan trilogy, I would have just swapped the last two villains.
You could even have it set up where the Joker uses the chaos that Bane instilled on Gotham to rise to power. Like, that could have been a cool little thing.
And I also think, like, using Bane, like and I honestly, like, I feel like just basically swap 99% of the movie, including the villain, and just swap them. And at the end of the second movie, you know, right at the end, that's Bane breaking Batman's back. And then that's when he has to go into that hiding, because he has to repair his back. He has been broken by Bane. Let Bane get away. That's fine. Let the bad guy win. And then at that point, he's like, you know what? And, like, just have Bane just kind of, like, fade off into the background. Like, he leaves Gotham, does his own thing, whatever, stops causing such a huge ruckus. And then, you know, have Joker come in on the third movie. And that's the reason why he puts the cowl back on, is because, like, Joker is terrorizing Gotham. And, like, boom. Money. But Dark Knight is still one of the greatest movies of all time. So
Dark Knight is fucking
amazing. we still got an amazing movie. no matter what. So either way, like, it's still worked out.
Yeah, I love how we're talking as if we know better than Christopher fucking Nolan. Like, he did a fine job.
Yeah, like, I still like all three movies.
Yeah, they're still all bangers.
So it's I'll take the trilogy as is. It's just personally, in my head, if I were to pace it out, that's how I would have done it. But I also don't think the pacing is bad.
It's just also super unfortunate that, you know,
Heath Ledger died. Yeah.
Did you ever hear about canonically what happened with the Joker?
No.
In the novelization of The Dark Knight Rises, when Bane releases all the prisoners, there's a scene in the book where it's inside the prison and all the prison cells are opening. And then the scene like cuts into one single cell and it's the Joker in his cell. And the doors just open and like you see all the prisoners like running by and then the Joker just sits there and doesn't move and he just stays in his cell. I guess the idea of the author was that he wanted the Joker, like the Joker wouldn't want to break out because of someone else. He wanted to be the one to do it and he wanted to come back when the moment was right to attack Batman when he was weakest. Like that, like, so he just sat in his cell as everyone else in the prison got out. And it explains a pretty big plot hole. Why wasn't the Joker there in Dark Knight Rises? Doesn't really make sense. But I always say, like, if you can forget one movie and then watch it for the first time, my go-to answer is always Fight Club. I'd say a not so close second would be The Dark Knight. To experience that performance for the first time again.
Especially that opening scene.
Mm-hmm. It's genuinely brilliant. Like, I know it's kind of hyperbole and a lot of people, you know, like their little hot takes, but like, ooh, if he didn't die, no one would be saying this. But like, it's some of the best acting ever done. And it's just a shame that what happened. Because I would have loved to see him reprise that role. So yeah, I think we should do final words on the Batman, what we're most excited about and stuff, and then wrap this one up.
I could totally see them doing their own version of Long Halloween, which I think would be a great idea. It's an amazing book and would recommend reading it for anybody who hasn't yet. I think the suit looks amazing.
Oh, 100%. The suit looks fucking great.
The car looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I like how it fits with that 90s aesthetic so fucking well. Same with the motorcycle. It doesn't look like too futuristic and like crazy, but it looks like just perfect for that time period.
It looks Batman pre Lucius Fox. It looks like he just took a car that he already owned because he's a rich asshole and he just souped it up. And same with the bike.
I gotta say, I pretty much agree with everything you were saying there, but I will say what you're saying about it being like you're guessing it's going to be inspired by a Long Halloween. I would say I agree with you there. I think it is going to be fairly heavily inspired by Long Halloween, but I feel like the main focus of this movie in terms of like inspired by a graphic novel, because that's typically how the Batman movies go, is they're inspired by at least one or two graphic novels, because man, they got a lot of fucking quality shit to work with when it comes to Batman.
Yeah.
I would say that just from what I'm hearing about where in Batman's career this is taking place, I feel like it's going to be mainly heavily inspired by Year One. Which is perfect because Year One is my favorite Batman story.
Year One's really good.
The Year One animated movie is my favorite DC animated movie out of all of them. It's fantastic. So I mean, I'm hoping that it's heavily inspired by Year One, obviously, because I love it.
I also would be totally okay if it was a mixture of both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think they're gonna do.
I see what you mean.
It's gonna take from both of them. But I feel like the main theme of it is gonna be more Year One-esque. But again, they're taking a lot of villains from Long Halloween.
Outside of Batman himself, out of the casting announcements, which one was the one that got you more like the most hyped?
I would say that the one I'm looking forward to the most, either Paul Dano as the Riddler, just because I fucking love Paul Dano and the Riddler is one of my favorite villains. I gotta say Jeffrey Wright as James Gordon is probably my favorite.
It's such a good casting.
Jeffrey Wright is fucking fantastic and I'm very excited to see what he does with James Gordon, because Commissioner Gordon's, again, one of my favorite characters.
Mine was Paul Dano as the Riddler, because I love Paul Dano. I think he's like one of the best actors that's out there right now, but also one of the most underappreciated. And the Riddler is easily my favorite, definitely my favorite Batman villain. I also think like casting Colin Farrell as Penguin, I think that's a great idea.
Oh yeah, he'll do great. I think a lot of people like kind of forgot about how good Colin Farrell can be.
Totally.
Know? Like Zoe Kravitz. Although I can't think of the Kravitz name without thinking of that time that Lenny Kravitz
fell
out at a concert. So that's great. I hope that happens to her in this movie too.
And let me just mark that time down.
Don't cut that.
Yeah, so we should wrap up the podcast.
Never cut the BBC from the podcast.
All right. Well, all of our social media stuff and all that kind of jazz will be in the podcast notes. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye.